from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time for a draft. Friday Night Lights in La Trobe. Donnie, you said before, Friday Night Lights, very underrated sports movie. So we'll put that to the test in the Friday draft. Best sports movies of all time. Donnie has the first pick. I have the second pick. And then a mystery. Third pick made by Fan Morning Show host Adam Crowley, who is now on our video stream. You can watch it on YouTube or 93.7thefan.com. Hello, Adam.
Mystery Alaska, third pick. How about that?
I thought you said you've only seen three sports movies. That's one of them, when the Rangers went to Alaska and took on a band of misfits.
I actually have seen it once. Don't remember the plot, but remember there was a Zamboni sex scene. That's all I had.
Sonny Gray will pick fourth. He is a hockey aficionado. Sonny, have you seen the movie Mystery Alaska?
No, but I might have to check that one off my list.
Crowley sold you on it. By the way, before we get to the draft, Adam, can you tell everybody what you're up to tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll be helping raise money for the University of Pittsburgh football program. And
what hat are you wearing right now? What's going on?
West Virginia hat. Yeah. You see, I heard you call me Benedict Crowley yesterday. This isn't getting anybody through the door. My presence might actually ward people off from donating to the Pitt football program. And I'm going
in there,
and I'm going to ruffle
some
feathers.
So that's what you're hoping for, that people don't show up because you're there? You're now hoping that this undermines the efforts? That's your hope?
It's not that I hope it undermines the efforts. It's just that I think it's a little disingenuous to think that I am helping them raise any money, because they didn't promote me until all the tickets had already been sold.
But isn't the whole thing to be like an auctioneer and to like inspire people and encourage people to give money? Isn't that what you're being tasked to do?
You know what? Bostic really kept me in the dark on everything. He just said there's an open bar and you get to wear West Virginia stuff and you get to hang out with Doran.
But still,
and that
they're
was
using you. They're using you to try to make this a more economically successful night. Right? I mean, that's
well,
the bottom line.
Well, I do think Pitt fans and West Virginia fans need to stand arm in arm in this uncertain times with conference realignment and NIL.
No, they don't. They don't need to do that at all. I think West Virginia fans hate Pitt fans and vice versa. There's none of that going on. You're trying to create something completely out of whole cloth.
I realized this was not – yeah, it wasn't a good move on my part, but now I'm locked into this thing, and there's an open bar, and I'm trying to look on the bright side.
You texted my wife and said, I need an intervention. I'm taking this as a cry for help, not you trying to spin this or rationalize this into something that's productive for anyone.
But something good did come out of it and there was something productive, I believe we are going to get our little ones together, Pony, and we're going to have a play date. And I think if that's where we wind up, it'll all have been worth it.
Donnie, you have the first pick.
You hear the theme song playing. I'm taking Rocky with the first pick. There aren't many movies that, or sports movies at least, that are best picture worthy. Normally we just like
screw
them.
The Academy Awards.
Well, guess
though.
What?
They never
it won
get
the best
right.
picture. It won the best picture in 1976.
Weak crop of movies that year.
What was it? Let's hear them.
I just thought you would hold off on this because if you didn't get the original Rocky, you could just get one of the other Rockies. And isn't there debate about whether or not it's even the best Rocky of all time? Crowley, Doran's a Rocky expert. Would he have picked Rocky 1 here?
Doran believes that he wrote Creed, I think the latest in the Rocky series.
What do you mean he wrote
series?
Creed? He thinks he presented a script to filmmakers and they stole it
he
from him?
He pitched an idea to Michael B. Jordan and he never answered him, and then he said they basically went with his idea.
Wow.
That's right.
What a claim. All right.
I have never seen Rocky, by the way.
Good Lord. Sonny hasn't either.
Man, there's some dead money in this draft. It's like drafting with the Jets and Browns with these two guys. I'm taking Major League second. Bob Uecker just a bit outside. The Wild Thing, etc. Things of that nature. Crowley?
I'm an American, and so I'm going with Miracle. One of the great, not just sports movies.
And you have ruined
all
Sonny Gray's draft. Is over.
Well, I'm cooked. That was it. I'm finished. I have to go outside of hockey. I'm ruined.
Yeah.
I have a Mike Ruzioni jersey in my closet, even though I was -10 when all that fun stuff went down at Lake Placid. But that is one of my all-time favorite sports movies. Major League would have been my first pick, so I'm happy with Miracle.
Amazing pick. Amazing pick.
Sonny, you now have to make two, and you only had two movies on your list, and one of them's gone, so this is problematic for you.
Well, good news is my first choice is still on the board. Rudy.
Oh, my God. Draft.
I hate Rudy.
You serious?
We could have a 15-round draft, and I would hope that Rudy went undrafted.
Rudy was offsides.
Rudy sucked. Sonny, what are you doing here? You want to start over again?
No.
No, you can't. You can't take it back. Rudy won. What's two?
42.
Man, completely going off the board here.
I don't mind that pick.
Me neither. That was actually the first thing Amanda bought me in our relationship was a movie about Jackie Robinson. What does that tell you about the romance that existed there?
Are we talking DVD? Like she got you a DVD?
Blu-ray,
a Blu-ray, as a matter of fact. Yep.
Wow.
Crowley, back to you. You took Miracle 1, so you're not embarrassing yourself yet.
I'm going to go Remember the Titans. Ooh. That is the movie that I watched when I had my first sexual encounter, actually. It was on in the background.
No,
and there was
not.
Some funny stuff going
what,
on.
What channel
I
would
swear.
That have been? Was this a DVD
ABC
as well?
ABC Family.
That was a DVD as well.
So
and
it started with, hey,
the other movie,
come over, we'll watch Remember the Titans, and this was the original Netflix and chill. Was Remember the Titans
It was.
For you.
The, one of the other early life romantic moments between me and another was during the movie. Oh, man, what the hell? What's the one where with...
Well, your wife is right there. Ask her. Ask her. She might know.
She's not here, and it wasn't her.
Oh, back to me. Crap. I've been caught with my pants down here. I'm going to take Hoosiers. First basketball movie. You ever seen it, Don?
I have once. I mean, so I didn't want to, like, put it on my... board because I would have felt like
it's a rewatchable sports movie. That's like my standard here. If it's on, do I want to watch it? My answer is yes with Hoosiers. And what's the actor's name again? He's an all-time
Gene
great.
Hackman.
Gene Hackman. Yeah. Is he still going?
He is. He's like in his 90s. So he may not have much time left, but what a legend.
Donnie, back to you for two. The Friday draft, best sports movies of all time.
Alrighty, I'm going to go baseball movie here. I'm going to go with Moneyball. This is my personal favorite baseball movie. Major League is second for me.
Excellent pick.
And then we get into the Bull Durhams of the world and other ones of that nature. But I don't know what it is about Moneyball. It pulls me in every single time. Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill.
The scouts.
Yeah, oh, the scout scene is fantastic. Crowley, tell me you've seen Moneyball.
I have seen Moneyball. I think it's a little disingenuous, though, with no mention of Barry Zito or the great starting staff that the A's had, but it is a good movie.
They do fail to mention.
You've allowed for the facts to get in the way of a good movie for you, Adam. You hold to like what happened in real life that strongly.
Here's what's funny. He just picked Remember the Titans. Disney completely made up a racist character for Remember the Titans. Ray did not exist.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a tough time finding racist people in the South at that time.
Adam was too
busy
having
sex
while that movie was going on. Next.
I will go Friday Night Lights since that's my favorite football movie. If Crowley wants to get to the facts here, one of the things that is a little bit bothersome, I think, is that the equipment is so up to date in that movie. It was made 20 years ago. It was 04.
But they were wearing Under Armour?
They were. It was based in the late 1980s. But I also like when sports movies actually have believable looking sports scenes. Like when the games are actually happening, it doesn't look like totally ridiculous. Now, there is a football movie that I'm not going to mention because maybe one of you guys will select it, where I think the football scenes are just incredibly over the top. I think the football scenes in Friday Night Lights are very good. I think that adds to it.
All right. This is strategy because I don't think this movie will get back to me given Sonny Gray's penchant for hockey and that being the only sport he cares about. I'm taking Slapshot with my third
Good pick. Move. Good move. I thought about it.
Paul Newman. Johnstown. Things like that. Ogie Oglethorpe. And the like those
things like that.
The Hanson brothers are like still around. Like I think I saw one getting ice cream around here like a month ago. Seriously. Anyways,
hey, isn't that a Hanson brother?
Anyways, Crowley, you're up.
So Slapshot probably would have been my pick. Now I'm dipping in
to movies
to
you haven't
personal
seen.
Favorite.
Oh no.
No, this is There are two movies here. I'll go with the one that I think would get picked, and then if my personal favorite is sticking around at the end, I think it will be, I'll pick that one. I'm going to go with The Sandlot.
That's my wife's favorite movie.
It captures the charm.
Actually, no, it's not.
Oh, it's a tremendous movie.
She likes
it. It's tremendous.
Better,
it captures
like
the
this.
Charm of little baseball. Yeah.
The 1950s. Stuff like that. All right.
Superstar was the movie I was looking for, by the way, for my other sexual encounter, just FYI.
Sonny,
wait,
you're
the one with Will Ferrell?
That's right.
Sonny, your last two.
Well, I can't leave a hockey movie off my list, and my top two favorites already got taken, so Mighty Ducks.
Which one?
First one.
Okay. Some would say D2, the superior movie. That one would be
Electric Boogaloo.
That would be me making that claim. You're nodding yes in there, Adam, or you're having like a... Now he froze.
Uh-oh, did we lose him? He's back.
Now he's back. All right.
He's back.
Sonny, your last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, for you.
Talladega Nights.
I like that call.
I guess it's a sports movie. Are we okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. NASCAR.
Better Will Ferrell sports movie than the one where he's in the ABA?
I do. I do like both of them. I would take Talladega Nights over Semi-Pro, but I enjoy both.
Man, leave it.
I mean, there was also one where he was a figure skater.
Maybe that'll be Crowley's pick here. Final pick, Adam. Make it a good one. Make it count.
I'm not going to go with Blades of Glory. I'm not going to do that. I will go with my personal all-time favorite, Little Giants.
A terrible pick.
I actually like that movie a lot.
Awful pick.
You're not a little
Giants guy. Quick story here. So when I first came into The Fan, I produced a show in the evening hosted by Doran Dickerson. And Doran said on the count of three, let's both name our favorite sports movie. And we both said Little Giants. And the rest is history from there. because that's not a typical favorite sports movie, especially for a football player, I think. So it holds a special place in my heart, guys.
Did you feel
Little Giants?
Did you feel like from that, like almost like a Blood Brothers bond with him after that?
It was moment? Like the Step Brothers moment. Did we just become best friends? Yes. It was so strange.
I almost, because
that's not a super popular movie, I don't think.
I almost think that Crowley and Doran could pull off a remake of that. You have Doran, the former NFLer. You have Crowley, the little guy. He could be Rick Moranis.
And then, and so Doran's Ed O'Neill?
Yeah, and then Harry Callis could be the Icebox.
My last pick is Caddyshack.
Oh, you SOB.
Yep. Shocked it made it this far. I think Mueller would have taken it in the first round. So I have Major League Hoosiers, Slapshot, and Caddyshack. All classics. Donnie, your last pick.
You left me scrambling a little bit. I thought I was going to get there.
Yes.
I thought I was going to get there, Pony.
Oh, this is like what the Ravens do to the Steelers in the draft every year. Gotcha!
This is your Tyler Linderbaum moment.
Yep.
It really is.
This is William Jackson, and you're scrambling for Artie Burns.
So I do have a couple like options here for me. I'm just kind of, there's like four I have here that I'm deciding between. Like, do I want to go funny or do I want to go more serious?
Well, I'm not going to give you any advice because I want you to lose this draft. So you're on your own, man.
You know which one we love, Pony, that I'm going to go with? Kingpin.
Oh, damn it all. What
Big Earn!
What a
Big Earn is finally
pick.
Above the law! Oh,
that's a steal.
That's Brock Purdy right there.
Yep. All right. Adam, thank you. Have fun. Have fun helping Pitt beat West Virginia in the future tomorrow night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.